So we're starting new Torah, and Rabbi Nachman is probably building off the last piece. When Torah Samech, we saw this phenomenal concept that Rabbeinu was revealing to us, that there's this concept called Eit Lasot Lashem Eferu Torah Techa, that in order to do for God, you have to distort the Torah. You have to, get rid of the Torah as it is. And Rabbi Nachman was telling us, based on the Zohar, what does that mean? That there's a Torah up in the heavens. The Torah up in the heavens is a high, lofty Torah that is not shaped and molded and formatted into this world. And when you want to bring it down to this world, you have to format it for this world. You have to break it and destroy it in the way that it appears in the lofty world, and then bring it down to this world. The story in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu goes to get the Torah, and the angels don't want to take the Torah, and he says to them, and Moshe says to Moshe, answer them, and Moshe says, what, you guys have parents that you need the Torah that tells you respect your parents? You guys have desires to steal that the Torah has to tell you not to steal? You guys have mates that the Torah tells you to be faithful to your spouse? And then they realize that the Torah that Moshe is seeking is not the Torah that they have in the upper world, but it's the formatted Torah for this lower world. But Rabbi Nachman was taking that idea, that concept, to tell us that there's sometimes rabbis, sometimes great tzaddikim, they're going to distort the world, the Torah as we know it, in order to bring down a newer Torah. And this kind of was the opening to the Torah of Sipuri Maisio, that the Rabbi Nachman is going to now divert from spending time teaching Torah the way it's been done till now, through Psukim, through Chazal, through Midrashim, and he's now going to teach Torah through telling stories, fairy tales, literally about princesses and dungeons and dragons, and literally, it just doesn't seem like that's a way to do it. But Rabbi Nachman was building up the problem that the hafara of the Torah, the distorting of the Torah, is also from the word lehafrot, which means poriut, which means fertility. It creates fertility, fertilization, fertilizes the ground that is not fertile, and the people who are not being able to actually have any Torah in their life. This kind of Torah, this Eferu Torah Techa, is actually creating pirayon, hafraya. It's actually creating a Torah of fertility. And based on that, in my humble opinion, Rabbi Nachman is bringing this Torah that has everything to do with emunah chachamim and true emunah and tzaddikim. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have emunah chachamim, so what you're going to see is that you're going to be like, you're going to hear about the rabbi who decided to tell stories instead of teach Torah, and you say, you see, everything they said about him was true. He was never, a real rabbi, and, his well of wisdom that he received from the other people, he had nothing else to teach, so he's now telling fairy tales. Right? It's very easy to come and tell that kind of story that lacks emunah chacham, and that lacks a place for true emunah chachamim, and instead of seeing this grand innovation as something great, you start belittling him, belittling them, belittling everybody, and then at the end of the day, every rabbi who is innovating in any way that is not your way becomes, anti. And we just have to see how, some people were anti Rabbi Nachman for being innovative, and people were anti Rav Kook for being innovative, and people were anti Rav Shlomo for being innovative, or Rav Soloveitchik for being innovative. Anytime we have innovation, then the people, the zealous people who are trying to, who maybe have lack in emunah chachamim, are coming and making a big ruckus about it. But on the flip side is also true. Meaning, if you don't have true emunah chachamim, if you don't have a standard through that standard you measure what emunah chachamim is, then what's going to happen is that all of a sudden every single person can become a person who innovates, right? Every single person. There's a person who's going to decide that instead of now learning Torah and yeshiva, they're going to do dance therapy. Now look, if it's l'shem shemayim, and if it's coming from a true place, then amazing, right? But if it's not coming from a true place, then it's a problem. And we have to have a standard of what is considered a person who is on the stature that they can innovate, right? And at the end of the day, we have to have a standard of emunah chachamim. Rabbi Nachman is telling us, specifically in this Torah, that if you don't have emunah chachamim, you're not going to be able to speak. You're not going to be able to say anything. Because at the end of the day, the chachamim, the true tzaddikim, they're the people that are going to create this type of innovation that allows for furthermore growth. And when we lack emunah chachamim, when we lack the emunah of the true tzaddikim, then we are in a big problem. And this is kind of what Rabbi Nachman is starting off this Torah, and I think on the heels of the last Torah, of the importance, the grand importance of having emunah chachamim, and some sort of standard of what it means to believe in somebody who is by all means, able to innovate, able to create some sort of relationship with the Torah. opening up this new piece that is going to take us through a great and amazing journey of Emunah Chachamim, we need to remember that the greatness of what we can gain from the Chachamim is far greater than what we can lose. And therefore, it's very important for us to delve deep and build some sort of relationship for us with Emunah Chachamim in a way that is helpful to all. We should be Zohar.